Harper Audio presents The Strategist. Become the leader your business needs. By Cynthia A. Montgomery. Read by Karen White. Author's note. The examples and stories in this book are based largely on 5 years teaching in one of the comprehensive executive programs at Harvard Business School. In the pages of this book, I refer to this program as the Entrepreneurs Owners President's Program, EOP, though the actual name of the program is different. You can find more information about various executive programs the school offers at www.exed.hbs.edu. In some cases, companies, locations, or certain details about them or individuals have been changed, or composites of student experiences have been created so as not to violate the privacy of former students. Where names of companies or individuals are disclosed, it is done with express permission, and the details in the accompanying discussions have been approved for release by the firms. In some instances, I have presented cases in class in a different way than they are described here, or used other cases than the ones in this book to make the same important points. To Annika, Matea, and Niels, that you may find places where you can make a difference that matters, and to Bjorn forevermore. In the end, it is important to remember that we cannot become what we need to be by remaining what we are. Max Dupree, CEO of Herman Miller, in Leadership is an Art. Introduction. What I learned in office hours. You're about to get a revisionist view of strategy. It's not that what you've learned is incorrect, it's that it's incomplete. Strategy is a fundamental course at nearly every business school in the world. I have been privileged to teach variations of it for more than 30 years, first at the University of Michigan, then at the Kellogg School at Northwestern, and for the last 20-plus years at the Harvard Business School. For most of that time, I worked with MBA students, until the center of my teaching shifted to executive education. It was this experience, particularly a 5-year stint in Harvard's Entrepreneur Owner President Program, EOP, that inspired this book. Working intimately with leaders from nearly every industry and nation as they confronted their own real-world strategic issues changed not only how I teach strategy, but more fundamentally, how I think about it. The experience led me to challenge some of strategy's basic precepts, and ultimately to question both the culture and mindset that have grown up around it. Even more important, teaching in EOP forced me to confront how strategy is really made in most businesses, and by whom. All of this convinced me that it is time for a change. Time to approach strategy in a different way, and time to transform the process from a mechanical, analytical activity to something deeper, more meaningful, and far more rewarding for a leader. The road to here. 50 years ago, strategy was taught as part of the general management curriculum in most business schools. In the academy, as well as in practice, it was identified as the most important duty of the president, the person with overarching responsibility for setting a company's course and seeing the journey through. This vital role encompassed both formulation and implementation, thinking and doing combined. Although strategy had considerable depth then, it didn't have much rigor. Heuristically, managers used the ubiquitous SWOT model, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, to assess their businesses and identify attractive competitive positions. How best to do that, though, was far from clear. Other than making lists of various factors to consider, managers had few tools to help them make these judgments.